I am here at the 2013 Trade Talk at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. I am standing here in the Cattlemen's Beef Board booth with Chairman Weldon Nguyen. So Weldon, tell me a little bit about the board and your role as chairman.
Well, this year's been a big year as chairman of the Beef Board, and we've come a long way in the last 3 or 4 years. Our checkoff dollar is down. It's a little strained right now. It's, you know, because the numbers that we are, the way our operation works is when we sell a bovine, we give a dollar. And so we're down in this United States, but we're stretching that dollar to make it work. We've just had our operating committee meeting, and we've dispersed the monies. We had 7 different contractors this year that won the bids. So we've got a lot of folks across the United States that's working with the money that they received from the Beef Board.
Well, I know that numbers are down, but, you know, just talking with NCBA, it is, and they quoted, it is an exciting time to be in the beef industry because there are a lot of people that do have the numbers making money, and that's a good thing. Let's talk briefly about international market and the foreign trade and what that means for consumers and producers as a whole across the country.
This is something that really the producer certainly understands. Today in the foreign market end of it, with USMEF, one of our contractors, any time today that we sell a calf or one of those $1.30 beefs that's out there today, we're getting back $234 in return for every head that we're sending abroad. So it's really working in the foreign marketing end of it. You know, I am for foreign marketing. In fact, it's working for us. If we had the numbers, it would even be better. But the demand's there. What we're trying to do is grow our herds now. In fact, that's beginning. We're seeing some trends in that in the last 6 months. Today's a good day for the beef farmer in America.
Well, you know, the Cattlemen's Beef Board, along with Beef Checkoff and all that, its goal is educating the consumer and informing them about those 29 lean cuts of beef and how they can incorporate that into a heart-healthy diet. The millennial generation is a generation of consumers that you guys are really trying to market to. Why?
Well, because, just like you said, they're from 18 to 34 years old. There's about 80 million strong in this country. That's why that we're targeting that group, is that 80 million. And they stay on social media. So with this social media deal, we've changed our advertising tactics. We're coming back from, we're still there, beef, it's what's for dinner. But we're doing it through social media, and you cannot believe how it's working in this country today.
So let's talk briefly about those tactics, you know, and the response you've had from those millennial generations. Are they responding? Are they understanding it? Are they feeling more informed? Are they buying more beef?
Oh, yes, they're buying more beef. We've got a staff that's working around the clock almost, making this thing work. You know, we've got hotlines that comes in, and we've got folks that'll answer that telephone. We've got recipes that's out there on social media. We've got all sorts of things that we've tried, and it's working. Our research shows that this is where we're at. And, you know, my age group, we may not use it that much. But the younger generation, that's what they're doing, and that's what we want to see happen. We're going to continue on with the way we're going right now.
Well, marketing sure has changed over the past couple of years, and it's exciting to see the Cattlemen's Beef Board jump on that. And I won't call it bandwagon because I think it's here to stay. It's the new marketing scheme, and that's including social media marketing across the board. Once again, talking with Weldon Nguyen, chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, here at Trade Talks in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Jamie Johansson.